Good morning to Everly Feed.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Clara Bailey.
Are you in charge of that outfit down there?
Boy, I am running this sucker.
Well, I kind of got a problem, ma'am.
All right, what do you got?
Your name is what? Clara.
Clara. Yeah.
Clara, listen, we bought some horse feed down there from y'all here a while back.
Uh-huh.
And we got a little stud horse down here, about 4 years old. We do take him on hay rides and such.
Uh-huh.
We had a group of Girl Scouts coming out for a hay ride over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And apparently there is something in that feed. And it ain't funny.
It's making him jump fences, huh?
No, ma'am. It excited his thing.
Oh, did it?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that sounds like you might want to advertise that then. We might want to advertise that out here then, because
you don't even
need any Viagra, huh?
I don't know what's in that daggum stuff, ma'am, but we had a whole load of Girl Scouts that get on that hayride down there. And they saw that horse's thing swelled up, and they wouldn't go on the daggum ride.
They wouldn't go on?
No, ma'am.
Ooh, I thought they'd be just jumping up to get on there.
We had to give them the daggum money back. $140. We had 10 scouts, and then we was going to feed them dinner and stuff.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'm going to advertise it then out front, then. I think I might get some more business in here.
Well, ma'am, I just wanted to get you to take care of some of this money we lost, because the rest of them scout troops is canceled on us because of our prevert horse. Well, it ain't funny.
You think so,
Well, that's what they said. They said we couldn't have them girls out there and that horse with his thing swelled up down there. I'm getting ready to... Is there a man there I can talk to? Because I'm getting ready to get a hunk out of somebody big enough to bait a bear trap.
No, there ain't anybody here to talk to. You have to talk to me.
Well, maybe I'll just send my wife, Sharon Jean, down there and put a pop knot on.
Send your wife down here, okay?
I need $140, Clara.
Oh, do you?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I tell you what, you came to a poor place to get it.
When's the last time you had your ass whooped then? I tell you what, that woman, how big of a gal are you?
Who in the world is this?
This is Roy Mercer. I live over here east of Huntsville. My wife, she's a pretty big bone woman, and she's pretty ticked off. $140 go a long way around here.
Tell her to come on. We give her four. We'll settle for four out of court.
Ma'am, she's ready to kick your ass so hard, you're going to have to clear your throat to fart.
Man, boy, you got a story, I'm going to tell you.
I tell you what, I believe Travis Brown and Don Rushing has the video.
Oh, my God.
Were they trying to sell it on French cable TV?
I'm going to tell you one thing. You better make one of that.
it's called My Big Pony.
Guys, Claire, I wish we could get you tickled about something.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Claire. This is Phil and Brennan and Roy, by God, Mercer, from up here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
How the heck are you?
We are fine. What are y'all doing?
Well, we're doing
like you're having a party. Are you getting started early?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think we have to get started a lot earlier than this to pull one over on you.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't ever have no damn fun, do you, Claire?
I tell you what, that horse ain't hard to track. He makes some of the strangest trails you ever seen in your life.
I imagine he does. He leaves a few behind, doesn't he?
Oh, God almighty.
Do you know Travis Brown and Don Rushing?
Oh, yes, I do.
They wanted us to call you up and pull your leg, and it sounds like you want to pull something else.
Oh, Lord. You guys are too much.
Do y'all have a frequent purchaser program? Because we'd like to be members.